Welcome everyone to the Shadowrun Podcast, episode 3. Right now, our team of heroes are currently in the middle of trying to kidnap one Mr. Wayne Ferris. We have Larry O'Neill, who attempted to cast a spell, holding his stake, laying on the floor of the dining room. Because he stumbled and he got too excited and fell out of his chair. Walk. Yes, he's nimble, twinkle toes. Ralph and Rioma are right outside of the bar doors with Mr. Wayne, who attempted to run from them. Mr. Fenris is on the ground after Rioma gave him a nice shoulder block from behind. Silverhawk's around the corner of the restaurant outside.
He's outside.
Gibson is standing outside the corner, outside of the car that is currently got the engine running, waiting for their slick escape.
I'm in the physical realm.
He just took a nice hit of cram, so he's ready to rock.
Leveled me out.
And Akion is standing in the middle of a restaurant, and he just attempted to enter into the matrix of the security system of the restaurant.
What's the name of the restaurant? Is the Indian something?
It's the Magician's Feast. Okay. They currently have a water... Huh? Okay. I need this back. Water Elemental has... There was a mage back in the office that Gibson had seen on the security cameras in the brief amount of time he was jacked into the security system. And then this mage appeared to summon a water elemental out of the bar sink. So now a snake that appears to be made out of pure moving water is now menacing the characters. And the bartender, who is already agitated by the characters and their ordering waters and not tipping, has pulled a gun and is aiming at Rioma and Ralph outside of the restaurant, attempting to save his only paying customer, Mr. Wayne Fenris. So here we are. How's everybody doing tonight? And
is our characters or we're doing shitty?
Yeah, we're in a fucking precarious situation.
Pretend girl.
Thinking about taking a nap, honestly.
I've seen shittier.
So I guess what we're going to do is everybody roll some initiative. You get the little two dice.
Okay. Because you missed the turn.
Because
you're on cram.
Oh, so if I smoke Zen, does that mean I'm...
That will hurt your initiative.
Oh.
Plus.
I will, and remember your number. I'll ask you for your initiative.
Okay.
Right. And I'll go that way. I'll keep it a little more organized. Rioma, what's your initiative, boss?
Come back to me. I'm running my program.
All right.
Nine.
Larry gets a big nine.
Big nine. Not really. Not big.
Ralph, what's your initiative?
11.
11. Silverhawk?
9.
9. Gibson?
19.
19. Jacked up on cram. Akion?
I didn't roll yet.
No. Right.
Lich's is initiative.
1. And my initiative is 8, so 9.
9.
That's awful. God damn it.
Let me see here.
Should have used this dice. Look at that.
Rear dog, I got a 14.
14 for Rioma.
I'm going to use an initiative, an edge, though.
Okay.
And?
I don't know what it does, but I'm going to use.
Well, that just adds another dice.
So roll it again.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought it was automatically bumped to the top.
Oh.
You can use it different ways.
Yeah, whatever you want to use it, I'm a little shaky on it.
I'll
go to the top.
15, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I'll go number 1.
Cool.
Okay. So you're going to 17.
Damn.
I'm gonna shoot at somebody. Just saying. I'm feeling it.
Don't kill the guy. Like, shoot him in the back of the head?
No, I'll just shoot the bartender.
Alright.
Now, is there any questions?
Shout out.
Any questions?
City, and then fucking double tap to the back of the head.
Yeah, that's totally botching the whole game. Well. We won't get that 5K or 10K apiece.
No, but we'll feel good about ourselves.
Well, you'll feel vindicated.
Yeah, I'll feel. My guy will feel hungry, broke, and lost.
I need money, bro. I am struggling.
I got 100. I got 150 bucks.
I'm that nigga. Got anything? My guy's secret move is just gonna be always turning the lights off, for no, like only getting half of them.
Why are you turning the lights off?
Yeah, low light vision. I'm good with that.
Okay. So Rioma, what are you doing?
Can I?
I use one of the smoke bombs.
Pick up Wayne, bro, by his shirt collars.
Do I see the bartender aiming at me and at Ralph and I?
Right now, you are focused entirely away from the bar. You're looking right at Wayne. You're outside of the restaurant. Don't see the bartender who pulled his gun. No.
I've got a level 4 skill in unarmed combat.
Uh-huh.
Will that help me to knock out or otherwise disable Wayne Fenris's body?
You're trying to knock him out. That can work.
Curb stop? Not kill him. Not kill him.
Don't need him. Mr. Johnson never said if you needed him alive or dead, but... He did say they were going to release him in 3 days.
Which is weird, because if we killed him... You have to know more
information. No point in releasing him, right?
That would seem to accomplish the same goal. I was wondering that. Anyway.
You're going to attack Wayne Fenris?
Because I'm like on top of him, right?
Well, yeah, you're standing over him. He's sprawled out on the ground. You gave him a nice little a shimmy.
That'd be great.
So you kick him in the face or something?
If I cut his neck with a shuriken, how long until he bleeds out?
Aw, man.
We'll find out if you do it.
Nah, I don't want to take that kind of chance. It seems like killing him would be.
No, you don't want to kill him. But should he enter the... It's not an option. No.
Grab him by the shirt and drag him to the car.
His impending doom and then knock him the fuck out. All right. I'm going to try to...
Break it back.
I'm standing over him and he's on the ground.
Yeah, he's sprawled face first on the ground with his hands in front of him. He's pretty much completely helpless right now. You bum rush him good. Ralph is also standing like right next to you, too.
Hey. I don't know if this is a real thing, but can I hit him like in the middle of the back and just kind of like stun him for a little bit, or maybe in the back of the neck?
Old school movie style.
You can roll your unarmed combat plus your plus your agility.
Unarmed combat 4, agility 5.
Yeah, 9 dice. Roll them up, son.
Two ones and 2 hits. God damn it.
So
that's 50%.
It's a glitch.
No, it's not. Because he didn't roll.
50%. I didn't get
more. He got hits. Okay.
Well, yeah, because he only told. Because he rolled 9 dice.
I rolled 9 dice and I got 2 1s.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got what you're saying. Okay. So you got 2 hits.
Fuck.
Hey, don't get down on yourself, big guy. It's all right, bud.
No, I'm really trying to pick it up.
Lots of purifications are sexy.
You fuck him up. You stomp right on his spine.
I thought you said punch him.
What'd you try to do, punch him?
I did say punch him.
Like okay. Double axe handle?
So you punch him right in the back of the head.
Oh, brainstem.
All right.
And now he's paralyzed.
I don't know.
Hold on.
I just want him to be able to talk.
You can't caveat it now. You hit him in the back of the head.
He doesn't need his legs. No, I'm just saying.
You were so furious about blowing it that you took it out on Fenris.
Why would you react like that?
We're trying to help you.
So what is this guy, dead?
I wasn't honest with you.
What's your strength, Sugar? Rioma?
Three.
Alright.
I heard him coughing. I thought he was laughing at me like, he's trying to fucking pansy.
Yeah, you hit him and you hear him scream and what are you doing? And you knock out a couple of his teeth because you bump his face against the pavement. So he's bleeding from the mouth. It looks a lot worse than it is.
Is he still conscious?
He's still conscious, yeah. But he's messed up. He's not doing too hot. Yeah, he's still good.
Did that intimidate anybody else?
Not really. No.
No. You listen to your whole conversation.
I am not intimidated.
You just punched a guy with a pompadour that wasn't even that was completely helpless. Nobody's intimidated by that. But you did do what you set out to do, Ryoma. You hit him and you're getting on your way to knocking him out. Gibson, what's up? What are you doing?
Through my subvocal mic. I go, God damn. I could hear a guy his teeth clank off the ground.
Yes, you do have a clear line of sight to the goofballs.
I'm gonna stroll on up. Actually, I'm running up because I've just seen it all go down on the cameras.
I don't know what's going on.
You're no longer jacked in.
Yeah, I'm not jacked in. I know, I didn't say that.
Correct.
And I'm running up.
Where are you running?
Tightening. Running towards Fenris and Sugar and the scene of the possible manslaughter charges. And I'm tightening my shock gloves.
Okay. So you are chilling.
No, I'm not chilling. I'm running.
No, you are running right at you and you are and right.
But I just did cram, so like it's a really focused stride.
Yeah,
it almost looks really all together.
It almost looks gazelle like.
Maximum efficiency.
It's really efficient, and you know, he's got longer strides than you would think, and he looks like a natural athlete out there.
when he's high on drugs.
And I also want to, like, if there's like a steps and like a guardrail, he like does like almost like a old school 80s, like jump over the front of the hood of the car, the step. Like over the railing, like plants on the railing.
Just whatever to make it more flashy.
More flashy and slick.
We're putting in a bike rail that you could easily
and does that impress around. Anybody?
I'm a little impressed.
I'll roll C impression.
Can I,
You got one hit. Nobody, Wayne's impressed. He kind of looks at you when he's.
It's like these guys really got it together.
All right.
God damn, my teeth. He knocked out two of my teeth. That fucking guy. This Japanese guy just came in and asked for me and just hit me. And then he sees Gibson striding up, drugged out of his mind on cram. But he's like, that guy looks like he knows what he wants. He knows what he wants out of life. And that's cool. I like
it. And then he hops the railing and like kind of like almost floats down to his feet while velcroing the final strap of his shock glove.
That's hot. Now I'm impressed.
And then actually,
everyone is slowly beginning more and more impressed.
A program on his synth leather jacket, fireworks go off on his jacket. On his duster.
I sense big things are happening from the ground.
Yeah, with your chicken friends.
And then I end my turn with the final clasp of the Velcro shot glove and almost tighten it just down on my hand a bit like it fits.
Kind of like Skip Schumacher in the batter's box.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much
like that.
And end turn.
All right, so you're done. That's cool. I like what you're... Plan
your work and work your plan, guys. It goes smoothly.
That's it. That's all you got to do. You got to have a plan. It's the best advice I can give you as the master here. So what... Right now, it is now time for the water snake to get into action.
I was really hoping I would go.
Sorry. You, no, however...
Don't.
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 Yes. You don't need to tell me where he goes.
Don't tell him.
I was hoping I would.
That was the water snake.
Was it? Or was it your fat black ass on the ground?
My ass was a fat snake, bro.
Actually, Ralph, you will be next after.
Don't tell him. No, you can. I can tell you.
Why?
What I want to do.
There's seven more characters on the bad team.
He needs to wear a crown. He is the game master. He makes the rules.
When I play Dungeons and Dragons, everyone calls our DM God.
Yeah, I don't want to. He's a little Asian.
He's dead. No, I'm going that.
That's what it is, though. He is the master of our universe.
Lord, you missed it.
I would not call him God.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't allow you in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a prerequisite. So what's this fucking water snake doing?
He's
I might.
I'm gonna describe the water snake.
You go ahead.
Useless.
Looks kind of like a king cobra.
A king cobra.
A very wide hood. His tongue is flickering around between his two giant fangs. He's like a light blue. He's got a light blue hue with like a dark kind of stripe going down his back.
With a searching gaze. Are you just picturing a Pokemon that he's talking about?
He has a searching gaze, and you can kind of see the water dripping off of him as he goes
kind of.
And gets all like he's basically coming straight out of the drain and then like kind of towering above. And
is it like hard tap water, or is there like a pure filter?
Its body is made out of flowing water.
It's
flowing blueness,
light blue water.
But it's magical, you know. It's not. It's nothing natural that you would see.
Watch the fluoride. The blueness comes from the
moving
around.
Yeah. Does it make aggressive movements?
It looks kind of pissed.
He hasn't done anything yet, but he's
swaying.
Does it
make noise?
He's swaying.
Well, that's uncalled for.
Can a water element snarl?
It could possibly sound like
it sounds like it sounds like gurgling, and it's just sinister gurgling.
Ooh.
Not fun.
You're all wet, like the gurgling of children's
I
fingers.
I will try to make a sound not work.
Didn't work at all. You'd be a bad sound engineer.
Yeah.
The sound's gonna come off the top, man.
I can figure it out. I didn't want to risk getting the microphone wet.
Yeah, I would have jacked you in my.
Now just roll for us.
Yep, that sounds like
someone
trying to finger a chick till she squirts.
Larry.
Oh, there he goes.
Old school.
Larry and Avion.
Ooh.
I need you guys to roll your willpower plus logic.
Uh-oh. Nine. I rolled nine.
Sorry, boys.
Larry, go first.
Willpower plus logic?
Yes.
Two hits. Okay. Fucking Larry is worthless.
Do I get to roll eight dice then?
Like all the others.
Probably welfare too.
Hey, so he's entitled. He's black elf, alright?
Big money.
No whammies.
No whammies. No whammies. Nice hit. No, just two. Three. Two.
All right.
Three hits. No.
No, two hits.
Never mind.
So.
Threes look good, though.
The serpent, the water serpent, looks at Akion and Larry. We're both looking at Larry down on the ground.
Chicken fried steak in hand.
Chicken fried steak, clutching it still. and it starts doing a mesmerizing kind of. Of twirl around. It changes shapes. It kind of befuddles you. You guys are now both confused. Like, you don't know what the hell's going on. So, you're going to have -3 on all your rolls till that confusion is stopped.
No.
So.
Three dice?
-3 dice.
Oh,
on any roll that they take.
Okay. Yeah, fucking whack, bro.
So, Ralph, what are you up to?
So, Ralph is standing above.
You just watched Ryoma fuck Wayne up just to hurt him. You didn't really seriously injure him.
He's been brainstem with a double axe hammer.
And I see Gibson running up gracefully, kind of like he's got this situation. Like, the way he's running really gives me confidence that he can handle this. So
he walks up, putting his shock gloves on.
I don't walk up anywhere. I jump over the guardrail.
I'm sorry. You stride gracefully and majestically.
Like a gazelle.
On two legs this time.
So I see him, and I'm like, okay. He looks like he's starting to get this under control.
Like Howling Coyote himself.
And I'm like, okay. I hear this gurgling, weird sound, kind of. And I'm like, alrighty. That bartender was a dickhead. I'm mad at him. So I'm going to go back, pull out my...
You're just talking about that water elemental thing that's fucking up your boys.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what I don't know about.
Ralph hasn't even seen it.
I thought it was in pure view.
I did. No, I'm outside. I was been outside the whole time.
He's outside of the bar.
Because I got kicked out.
You two are the only... Achaon and Larry O'Neill are the only two characters that are in the restaurant from the team.
I don't even know who this Fenris guy is. Everybody else is outside. I don't even know who this Fenris guy is. I'm just mad I didn't get my plate of yams. I'm walking back in with my shotgun pulled out. My PJSS Model 55.
So you draw that, and you're opening the door to walk back in.
Mm-hmm. And okay.
Okay, I'll let you do that. So you are now...
cocking your gun, probably.
Now are you... This. You have...
Yeah, like Terminator style.
So you have gone into... You have opened the door.
I'm kicking it open.
And you opening the door, you see this water elemental, and you also see Mark the bartender... holding a gun at you. Or he's pointing in the direction.
What kind of gun?
He has a Colt Manhunter.
Ooh, he sounds pretty good.
It's a shitty one.
It's good thing he's a troll, right? Yeah. Probably doesn't really even scare you.
I'm approaching him and like I'm looking at him like, you should have given me yams, you son of a bitch. That's more what I'm mad about.
I like them yams.
Other than that, I'm really mad. Worried about it. Just I'm gonna take you. I'm just hungry.
All right, Ralph. Gun drawn. Walks in the restaurant. So who we got next?
Somebody's getting domed.
Somebody's about ready to take it in the ass here.
Triple, do you have unarmed combat?
No, bro.
You need it for the shot glove, man.
He's useless.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
No, I already know what I'm going to do the next turn, bro. Don't worry about it.
I want to see 140 volts go through this guy. That's what I want.
Why do you want to kill this guy? He's the only thing that gets 10 Gs.
You're focusing on his ass. Now, Silverhawk.
I just hurt him a lot.
Rolled out of the restaurant.
He's hurt. Yeah, he's bleeding out of his ass.
He's coming around the corner from the dining room. He sees the rapier motorcycle.
Huh?
Outside.
Who does this?
Mark.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
And so now it is up to you. What are you going to do?
So of course these guys are in my line of sight, right?
I can actually. See you're still
not far enough down the road.
You haven't seen them yet. No.
All right. Well, I'm just going to keep going towards all that noise.
So you're heading towards around the corner.
Yep.
This okay.
Heard some scream.
So you walk around a corner and you witness Ryoma jacking Wayne in the back of the dome, and you see all the events. You see Ralph getting a shotgun out. You see Gibson just really handling it when he's walking around.
Does he see me like jump over the apex of the railing? Like, he's on the other side
He
of it?
Sees you after your third standing backflip.
No.
yeah, that's
don't get crazy.
Two flash.
I have a body of two.
But, yeah. He sees... He's impressed.
All right.
He's okay. Seen some strides in his day. He's...
I think it's cool about Gibson. He doesn't care if anybody's impressed.
So, Silverhawk, coming around the corner.
Yeah, as a Native American, how do you feel about the majesticity of his...
The majesty.
Yes, that's the word. Of his gait right now.
How do I feel about his the majesty?
Roll.
Roll for it.
No.
I mean, I'm a little impressed.
You've seen real gazelles.
Yeah, and, you know, he seems like he might be on cram.
It's not natural, bro.
He won't hide it. Well, none of my drug problems.
So I come around the corner, And of course, I see this guy on the ground. I'm like, what the fuck? I see this yellow man over here standing above him.
Holy shit.
And clearly, I gotta just figure out what the fuck is going on. And so, I'm just gonna keep walking silently.
Okay.
I'm not gonna try and surprise anybody. I'm just gonna try and get a read of the situation.
Take it easy, nice and easy. Okay.
I will, however, activate my danger sense.
Okay.
For a quarter of a PowerPoint.
Oh, no, you don't use PowerPoints.
Oh,
you can just activate it.
Okay, yeah, then I activate my danger sense.
Okay.
Activating what?
Danger sense.
Oh, I thought you said danger zone. I'm like, Kenny Loggins is
a I think if anybody has ability to play some music, let's get the danger zone going.
If anybody tell us has how to play.
I think that would just really fit the mood right now.
I think one thing we've realized is we've got a great soundtrack.
I've been through the danger zone.
Yeah, we can just like perform it a cappella.
No.
I can play drums.
That's my skill, bro.
So danger sense is on.
Excellent.
Oh, you're actually talking really plainly.
Thank you. Excellent. So Silverhawk's in the danger zone, striding up. He's activated his danger sense. He senses danger inside the restaurant. You sense no danger from Wayne Fenris. He's not up to anything. So you are good to go. You're in the danger zone. Mark the bartender's turn now. He's got his gun pulled.
Oh, hi there, Mark.
He sees Ralph lumber through the doors. And he yells at you, Ralph. He's yelling at you right now. Drop that shotgun, motherfucker. What are you doing?
Oh. Who do you think you are, you troll hater? There's four other guys at this friggin' bar, fraggin' bar.
I'm calling the cops.
Whoa. Swinging a big stick there, bro.
Hey, now. So he's announced this to you.
I'm saying whoa a whole bunch.
Mark's delaying his action. So he's going to just hold tight for a minute. But he does have his gun drawn and pointed at you, Ralph.
Does he have a phone out?
He's got.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, everybody's got. He has a new piece.
Not used to this.
Just some vocal mics, bro.
Yeah. So you can assume that the call he has made a call to the police. And he does have his gun drawn on you.
Can we assume
that?
Because
you just walked into his restaurant with a.
He didn't say he said he's going to call the police. He didn't say I called the police.
Well, I'm going to assume the worst.
I think it depends on what he does.
Yeah.
I think kind of.
He just walked into his restaurant with the shotgun drawn.
Yeah, but he's also handling the situation.
I'm just letting you know, hey, maybe he doesn't think that's a big deal in this restaurant, walking in with a shotgun. This isn't an upscale part of town.
It is not?
No, this is, yeah. Right. It's a magician's feast. It's got like...
I know. I got street cred.
How many stars do you have?
Out of five?
Out of five.
I'd say about 3.8. It's high quality. Okay. It's a fusion of American and Salish shit.
Would you say they have the highest technology of kitchen equipment there?
The kitchen's well stocked.
What kind of knives do they have there?
What kind of food processing equipment they have? I mean, like, would you normally think
that's
our restaurant would have?
It has a Fushi Juice Star 5000.
Okay.
It has 8 rotating blades.
That's what
on a chef. It's incredible.
You know what else has 8 rotating blades?
Monofilament blades, bro.
Okay.
Instant puree.
Gibson doesn't know this.
You didn't hack in there.
No respect there. No
you
respect
might have
there.
Seen it on a Tritio commercial, probably. This thing's all over the place. You got
is there a window maybe where I caught a glimpse of it?
Well, you've seen the kitchen, yeah. No. You were on the cameras, bro.
I think I saw that late night. With Billy Mays the third.
Is that a trivia?
Billy Mays,
now?
But
Yeah, Bill, yeah.
All right, so what's going on?
So, yeah, Mark has announced that he will call the police. So he's not really doing anything other than pointing his gun at Ralph, who just walked into a place of business with a shotgun drawn.
There is a water elemental fucking
out. And the water elemental is...
I mean, it's not like a regular day at the fucking office.
It's doing a dance of confusion. Yes.
Why did this cocksucker just pull water elemental out of his ass?
It wasn't him. No, it was the man in the office.
I know, but why did he just all of a sudden do that?
Because he saw stuff going down.
Saw Fenris run out of there? So they possibly might just want us to leave, I guess.
We'll see how it plays out.
Indeed.
Just talking about Rioma, you're up.
Gibson? Did he tell everybody about the water elemental?
Did Gibson tell anybody? No, because he didn't see it. He jacked out before it was summoned. He did. He did give an announcement out of it on the comlinks.
Okay, yes, everybody knows about it.
They do
a little clammy and. Frantic, like, oh, fucking water snake.
Yeah, he needed to do it.
Dragon.
Save your life.
Water snake.
You're welcome. Tough way to think, Gibson.
So you just punched.
About the water snake.
Huh?
Wait.
Yeah, we all know about it.
You know of it, yes.
All right. What state is Fenris in?
He's laying on the ground. You just punched him in the back of the head. He's not doing too hot.
I'm standing there, too.
He's prone. He's kind of a pussy. Just to let you know. He's just some dude in a suit.
Ralph started walking away, right?
Ralph had already has walked into the restaurant. Yes, he opened the door and walked down in there.
All right.
And you see, you do notice a Gibson out of the corner of your eyes striding majestically towards
you. I'm already landed.
Yes.
I'm there.
Is Fenris trying to get up, or is he still reeling from shock?
You just punched him. Like, it's literally like 1 second after you punched him.
Oh, awesome. Can I...
You can say something to me, probably, can't you, as a free action?
Yeah, you can talk all you want for free
action. Yeah, good call. Thank you.
Unless I'm not going to let you talk for a 15-minute lecture.
No, I understand.
Tell us about your childhood.
Let me tell you about Leo Tolstoy's War and Peace.
That way you knock out a couple chapters real quick.
Yeah. The brothers Karamazov. Okay. I'm gonna grab him by the belt and the scruff of his collar. And I'm going to look up at Gibson and say, help me get him into the AmeriCar, my 2032 Ford AmeriCar.
And then can I answer him? No, I can't.
I got you to fuck up.
Rioma, roll your strength.
I want to...
If that's what you're going to do. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Strength is 3.
All right, roll it.
What?
Roll it.
Oh, roll 3 strength.
Yeah.
5, 1, 4. One hit, one.
Do, 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 do.
One hit.
Do, 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 do.
Yep, one hit.
What race is Fenris again? Or metatype?
He's a human.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
He's a nation.
I didn't think about that. Dragon human.
My guy's a wasp.
Is he a wasp? Is that what you said?
Yeah, straight white boy.
You grab him, but you don't even like lift him up. You're just kind of holding him on the ground.
Is that because I'm a little Asian kid?
Yeah.
He's trying to curl up into a ball. He doesn't want to go with you, obviously. Okay.
Pick him up off
the ground. You're just.
I was just wondering if you took that into account. The rules of physics still exist. I understand that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you're,
fucking racist this game is.
Right. Why is it so racist? Everybody hates Japanese people in this game.
I am not a big man, especially compared to Ralph in this scene. Well, I'm the little guy.
Ralph is 10 feet tall. That's crazy.
Help me get him into the van.
So, okay.
Assist me, sir.
Hello.
Everyone do your best Japanese accent.
So who's he say that to?
He says it to you, Gibson. And Gibson, it is your turn.
Okay. I go.
Help me, Gibson-san.
Then I just... I kind of just, like, look at him.
Yeah.
And accidentally mutter through my subvocal mic, toolbox, while looking at him. And then I realize he kind of hears me. And I go, my bad. And then I, like, go, why don't you go help your boy out in fucking side. I'm going to lay my knee on this guy's, like, back. I'm just going to, like, sit on him and go, I got him. He's not going anywhere.
So you both are, like, squishing. Okay, you roll your... Well, you got your shock gloves on. You're not using those. You're just...
No, I'm not going to unnecessarily fucking almost kill this guy. He's possibly laying in a puddle of water.
No, it's just pretty...
It's actually pretty dry where he is. There's no chance of accidentally killing him with shock.
What I'm basically going to do... All right, so... Sam has, or I'm sorry, Sugarillo has, where's he at? What's he at? Is he laying on top of the
ground? Ryoma is holding him right now, bent over. Yeah. Wayne is still face flat on his.
Okay, so.
He's holding him by the neck belt.
I'm just going to, like, touch Sugarillo's hand and go, settle down, big boy.
You do have shot gloves on.
But I can control whether they shock.
Okay, me. Okay.
Ouch, motherfucker.
All
right. So you would know it if I shocked you.
So you're telling Ryoma to chill?
Just chill. Bro.
I'm cool.
All right.
Cool.
Calm.
I'm cool.
We good? We refocused? Cool. You want some cram? No? Good. More for me. All right. And I'm just going to, like, do what, like, bouncers do. You know, I'm just going to lay my leg on his back and just hold him there. And then I'm going to put the shock glove by his ear and just, like, let a little, like, electricity go and go, don't move, big boy.
Good.
All right. Oh, surprise for you.
Do you have...
Danny,
look at it. Let me see your human sheet real quick.
Who, me? I'm Wasp.
Yeah, he's human.
Your sheet.
But why?
I want to see your skill.
Akendeck or not? Okay. Yes, you can play the banjo. No.
Roll 7 dice. Your willpower plus your charisma. Two hits.
Yes.
Now what? Because I want to make sure he says that, like, something to the effect of "Sell down or cowboy" while the electricity goes off.
You time it like that.
Yeah. While firmly pinning him to the ground a little bit more so he's not struggling. But I want, you know, sense of calm.
Wayne goes, frag off! What is wrong with you people? Oh, fuck.
After he spit blood on me after I...
No, he spits the teeth out. You don't actually get any...
Is he calmer?
No.
Is he subdued?
You guys are both on top of him. Yeah, he's subdued.
Sugar Real's not on top of him.
He's still holding him.
You have
leaned over and you're both...
I'm laying on his back.
You guys, you and Ryoma are doing this at the exact same time. Because you guys have the exact same initiative. He's just like... So,
oh, I didn't know that.
So you guys are both... Yeah, but you guys...
You went to the top.
Huh? Yeah. Okay, it's going back around.
I know.
So I'm on top of you, but we're...
You guys have extremely good initiative.
I know. But he went ahead of me as his skill point thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he was first, not...
Yeah, but it's like just a split second before. So you guys are both on top of this guy.
Okay.
And you tried to intimidate him, and it didn't really work. He's not intimidated. Let's just put it that way.
You're crammed out. I'm fucking intimidate this guy. I floated over the guardrail and then fucking said some sweet shit. But whatever.
He's impressed with
you. Do we have him under control?
He's pretty much...
That's fine. I'm cool with that.
He's down. Mm-hmm. Incapacitated.
Not unconscious.
Nope.
Did you knock the lights out?
Not yet.
No, not yet. I'm not jacked in.
throw a rock and smash one of those street lights out.
See, that's, I had a question about that. What's up? I'm jacked into the Matrix currently.
You just jacked in, but you just got
confused.
This serpent also messed with you because you were looking at the serpent. I also need to start asking you if you're good. Well, you're a technomancer, so you're in both realms at the same time.
That's what I was saying. I didn't know if I had to choose one realm.
Like, are technomancers not easily confused by fucking water lizards?
He's confused by this one. Yeah, he was looking at it, and this kind of this effect it does is called confusion, and it just affected both of them.
Culturally insensitive.
Huh?
Then it's a snake. Don't be culturally insensitive.
But yeah, with this thing just messed with your head. So, but you are still jacked in. But how technomancers kind of see things is through like augmented reality.
What's reality?
Augmented reality. There's two. Augmented and virtual reality are kind of the two modes you can do. Because now you can walk around with goggles or with your any kind of
fiber.
Like, it would be like walking around.
He's like Neo, dude.
It's like walking around with Google glasses all the time. Like, pop up. Yeah. You look at a restaurant and like their menu will pop up with specials, or you'll walk by any store and it'll like show deals and everything.
His whole life is like this.
He can kind of shunt through it.
Plays a psycho.
So that's like the augmented reality, and that's what like that's kind of how it is. Like the mainstream people can see all this stuff.
I see it's real, bro.
Virtual reality is when you actually jack your consciousness all the way in.
Yeah,
like this. Why
I have to be hiding for
this
that.
Is what I was talking about earlier between astral perception and astral projection. So virtual reality is augmented reality and virtual reality.
What's astral chameleon?
Oh, that's you can blend your aura into the background, so like people looking for you on the astral plane, it's harder for them to find you.
That's what I thought.
So like augmented reality is kind of like sticking your head in the lake and looking down at the surface below, and virtual reality is just jumping all the way into the lake.
Balls deep.
That is an incredible
Yeah, and so that's what it is.
Well done, Rudy.
Oh, thank you.
Never really thought
I think I ripped that off from something, though. But, not completely.
Who's turn?
But, so that's kind of how, so you guys know that's what the difference is, and that's what you're
Because I need to know whether I go, when I'm in, am I full in, and I don't know what my surroundings
are. Yeah, if you decide to go all the way in,
I get that.
Then you're just standing there.
Otherwise, walking on a daily basis, I am sort of augmented.
He knows, figures out what's again.
None of it.
Wayne.
Atheon,
sir. Wayne's laying on the ground, screaming. He's like, "Call somebody help! Help!"
Who?
Wayne. Sorry.
I'm gonna try to paralyze.
Do you have any flamethrowers or infernal, you know, like fire grenades or anything?
Is fire gonna be helpful against the water snake?
What is helpful?
Magic. Magic is useful. Larry, it is your turn.
I didn't mean that. I heard someone say cops! Shit! I get up, I kick a table over, back up, and I try to bolt out the door because I'm confused, gross. Black, and there's cops coming. I don't know what's going on. I'm out of here. Black Irishman. Running out the front door.
What?
Hoping to take cover behind the building.
Roll your willpower.
And
you
got a hit. One hit.
You managed to stagger up, and that's about it. You're out of it.
But I'm still screaming.
You're still holding
my chicken fried steak in hand, saying "nigga, out of here."
Did he pay his bill?
Ain't
no
nigga pay no bill.
No, you got a free meal.
He didn't leave an extremely high tip though.
Larry's all confused.
It is definitely the future.
And he has his steak. He has a steak in his hand, and he's messed up. He says, "You're just still You're standing there pretty much right next to Akeon, whose turn it is now.
Am I facing the door?
No, your face still faces the door.
So I'm looking right at this water element, don't know what to do. I have no options other than to fucking mana ball the shit out of this thing with all my might.
That's a good option.
That's
a great option.
I'm looking directly at it, right?
What force are you going to shoot this mana ball at?
Your magic rating is the highest force you can go.
Yeah, what's your magic rating?
Where am I looking there?
Yours is 6, I believe.
Yeah, magic is 6, yeah.
You're doing it at a level 6.
If it goes that high, you might think that stuff.
Make sure you don't kill yourself.
All right, well, let me do it at a 4, then. I don't fucking know how this goes.
Well, it has to do with your health.
You're learning go balls deep, man. Figure it out for yourself. I'm right here, right now.
Because I don't really know my
Dragon Master any ideas of shit to do to you, so don't do it now because you already fucking figured
I'm
it
going
out.
I'm going level 6 magic, level 6. But I have to go high because I'm minus in dice, right?
You are going to be minus in dice.
But he's adding to that, by the way. Whatever, I don't know.
Roll your, what's your magic plus willpower?
My magic is 6 and my willpower is 4.
Okay. Okay, roll 7 dice.
Go fuck yourself, guys, cool.
You are confused. And also, just so you know, Mark is pretty much like 2 feet away from the, or a meter and a half away from the sea serpent. Mark the bartender. Just letting you know.
Pull out a gun on somebody.
Yeah, he's not even looking at you.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going after the water element that you did something.
Still could happen.
Just so you know.
I really don't care. This is such fiction as fuck.
Mana ball is an area effect. So.
I know.
Nice. Okay.
I couldn't use it the first time because it was in the way.
Roll it, baby.
Only two hits.
Two hits.
Nice.
Is that even good?
Terrible.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
It's not bad. I mean,
what did you get?
2 hits. I feel like, you know, it sounds bad, but actually, I don't know, because it just depends on kind of your force.
Is it 5 or 6 or just 6?
5s and 6s.
Yeah, that's not great for 7 dice.
Yeah, exactly. True, it's awful.
But like, I think 2 is. It can be successful.
Better than 1.
Well, yeah. It can be successful.
With 7 dice, what's the odds that you're going to get a hit? Does anyone know?
I mean, you have to do that 6 permutations.
6 times 7.
Okay.
You have 6 options per dice.
Is that percent? Mm-hmm. Or is that 1 in 42?
It's 1 in 42.
So, okay.
Well, so it would be 2 out of each one.
Yeah, so it'd be 12. It'd be 2 out of 47. Or 42.
So I don't think it's even that simple. I think it's like 7 with the other 2 or something like that or some shit.
There's aggregation points.
You didn't get anything, did you?
Options per dice.
Oh, wow.
And 2 of those options count.
So
it's 2 out of 6.
Did you blank? You only got 1.
Would you multiply it, though? Because that's exactly what I'm saying, is because if you roll a 5 or 6, every single dice has a 1 in 3 chance.
What we would have to do? We'd have to do that stupid fucking pick.
33%.
33%.
I don't know. That's per die, though.
Yeah,
we can.
It's the same for the rest of them.
For any hit. It's
different. There's a formula. I don't know what it is.
It's N piece. It's that NPR.
Guys, we can pull out a graphing calculator in just a few seconds. We don't need to be discussing.
Just a curiosity.
Where's the graphing calculator?
Just so I can see.
I don't have batteries for it. I don't have AAAs.
I'm not the math guy. He's the engineer over here.
Who's the graphing guy?
I've got a phone calculator. God damn it.
Huh?
I'm a Native American in this. Talk to me about your white man math.
What are you trying to figure out? The odds on what?
One hit and 7 dice.
Oh. Well,
oh, yeah, it's not 33%.
Divided by 2. 33 divided by 2.
Your chance to hit on any dice is 33%.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But to get one hit and 7 dice.
But to get that,
and then you can add those percentages.
14%.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
I like Danny's answer. That guy backs it up.
Fair enough.
I fucking hate probability statistics. Because to me, that'd be 33%.
How many times you get to roll? That's the third time I watched you roll.
These are for all different stuff. It's
You're like, oh, let me pick my
best. Let the man roll. Let the man roll.
I didn't know how it works.
Roll seven dice.
Again? So we're in a fierce battle or something?
This is just telling you what happens after you
probably wrong.
The bartender and the serpent.
Get some!
Two again.
Very cool. All right. You take minus two stun damage for the force.
That's one.
That's
you registered that. That was godly.
That was a pretty good one. You blast him pretty good with the mana ball. You hit the...
Does he make a noise when he does it?
Yeah, that's up to you. Do you scream something? What do you do when you shoot? You throw.
That's going to sound so good. That's going to sound so good.
Akion throws this mana ball at.
I don't care. I'm going to play Red Spot.
That was awesome.
And he smokes. He hits the serpent dead on.
Great audio.
And the effects of the mana ball also spill out and blast Mark a little bit. Mark doesn't go down. His gun is still drawn.
Fuck's Mark with that?
Oh, Mark isn't confused by this?
Hi, Mark.
No, Mark got hurt.
Hi, Mark.
But, yeah, the serpent took a shot right there. So,
Who did?
The serpent and Mark both got hit by this mana ball. Mark did too. Yeah.
Nice work.
Yeah, that was a nice spell.
That was a nice shot. That was a nice shot there, Akion.
I figured I got little magic. It might as well just be out of control. So I got death touch and spell cast.
All the magic.
Ball.
It might like kill him, but he's just like, I'm fucking covered in shit.
Last resort. You put my back against the wall.
It was not a last resort. It was your first resort. It was the first.
I like it as a man of action. That's for sure.
That was nice. I like that one.
There's a fucking serpent that's confusing him.
And he also.
I'm sorry. Put it in the situation, but that was badass.
Akion.
We're gonna drive around the city so you can recover and do that again.
Hold on, Sam. We got story going.
Well, that's fine.
We didn't.
Sorry.
You're good. You're good. Sam. That's wise. And also, you hitting him with the mana ball knocked the confusion spell off of both of you.
Nice.
Did like anything like in the room get affected by him?
Mana spells are just
energy.
Pure magic. It's energy, but it only affects life. So it does no.
It doesn't lift the salt shakers off the table. Like,
well, he might have a little residual effect.
No, like lift him up while he's.
No, he's not that strong of a magician yet. Okay. But, yeah, this thing rocks him pretty good. It doesn't do any physical damage to the bar or anything. It's just you see this ball of energy, and it whacks them, and they both, you can tell it, like, shocks them. It doesn't, like, really do any physical damage.
To Mark?
Mark or the serpent. You mean
the serpent is made out of water, right?
Serpent gets rippled. Yeah, but magical forces affect it. Yeah.
It's so, not like a snake, though.
No, it's not a physical snake. Yeah, it's a serpent. You. So
so it possibly like had a wave in it. Like,
yeah, it gets rippled. Yeah, you can tell it like got affected by it. And you see it. It kind of like breaks apart a little bit and comes back together.
Pixelates?
Yeah. And the big shot by Akion.
Coming in strong.
Yeah, it was a good, those some good rolls there, bro.
Fucking poor man. That's how I handle shit on shit.
You know who else was poor? Jesus.
And Neo.
You take him off the speaker?
Maybe.
Oh, my God. Speaker died?
Yeah. I don't want to compare Akion to Jesus.
Turning it on yet.
Ever.
You plug that into there.
So, Mark had a delayed action, and he's going to shoot Ralph.
I think probably fucked up, right?
It's not at his top. He just got mana ball. It kind of shoots the second after the mana ball hits him. So he was in the process of shooting. Ralph, roll your
fucking shit.
Body,
yeah.
Roll your
body
shit.
Plus your what?
Was it?
Probably agility or something. Or...
Yeah, agility.
Is it reaction?
Yeah, your reaction plus your
body.
Body.
Yeah.
Looks like somebody's in your body running around out here.
Got 15 dice here. One hit.
Oh, gee, it kills me.
Nine hits. Nine hits.
All right,
sir.
Yeah, Mark doesn't even hit him. He hits the wall. That I'll had their
Mark and call the pussy.
That had their 2052 second place best new restaurant plaque.
They win any? They win any? They sponsors any softball teams or like youth sports teams?
Nah, it's kind of upscale. Okay. Nothing hokey about it. It's just, it seems like, you know, small business. Decent people working there, it seems like. Oh, by the way, the hostess, she's on the floor screaming the whole time. Nikki.
Bullshit.
Jesus.
Nikki. She's an attractive lass.
Nice.
What's she look like?
19, blonde.
Tits, big yay.
She talked this day as long.
Or is she thin?
She really liked it.
Or is she tall or short?
She's like got a Barbie.
But tranny's more prevalent so now in really society tall or less?
She's got huge
three monitors. Tits or more. Yeah. Relevant.
She's doing okay.
I'll have back problems one day.
So I basically just neo-dodged that bullet.
No, he...
That's how I'm
You're still like looking at him.
That's what it seemed like to me in my head.
Or you just got hit and you just didn't care.
But you just did the Terminator-style gun cock.
It like hits your shoulder and stops.
Now I am going to shoot this guy. No, I was going to fail.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
I like that.
Is it my turn?
The bullet bounced off of your shoulder. That's what it was.
Well, the water spirit's still kicking. Oh. I mean, you got kind of punched in the mouth there by Achaon's mana ball.
I'm still standing there like, what do I do?
You're not confused anymore. So
still
you're,
going, what do I do?
It was just a pure reaction move.
And possibly you were standing around him, there'd be like static, more like static electricity, like prevalent.
Yeah. It's like the aftershocks
of a really, really slight.
It's like coming.
Did he
it's
blow like up any of the orgasm? Building? Like, it's not that kind
no,
of
thing. No, mana ball doesn't do that.
Yeah. I thought it did. I thought it was physical.
It only attacks life. It.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
We're all made of stars, bro. Those are concrete.
That's why it didn't really affect the.
The
pretend
like
the serpent.
Yeah, the bard ain't getting messed up.
It hit the serpent and Mark. It just didn't. It didn't like affect any like the physical, like the bottles and the mirror and the bar.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's light only.
Right. Organic material.
Just rocking that life shit, man.
There were some microgreens that are singed.
Only hurts things with souls.
Some bacterias.
You did make the steaks medium rare for everybody in the building.
I can mana ball kittens.
The serpent is fucking pissed.
Of
and
course.
It jolts out of the sink and it comes right at Achaon and attempts to engulf him.
How big is this fucking thing?
As big as it needs to be. It's kind of incorporeal.
Come at me again.
And the bar sink's still running. So,
it has a little water.
Not that it makes it more powerful, but it does make it faster.
Oh, it doesn't grow. It doesn't grow.
So it does have some physical.
It's kind of hard to explain. It's not. It's it can be as much. It's not gonna like be a giant. It's not gonna grow to be
bigger than the building.
Unless it's summoned at like a level 50, it's not gonna be like anything crazy. But it is big enough to like leap out of the sink and engulf you around
to drown me.
Try and drown you.
Crazy dude.
That sucks.
Fuck
Wild, bro. Just sitting there,
mazed. Fucking ass hurts, man.
I want it to come. I want it to wrap its arms around me.
Hold me closer, baby.
It's about to deep throat your body.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Well, let's end it on that note with that solid deep throat comment. Thanks for listening, Hustlers. Also, sorry about the random uploads. I'm going to try and upload a few episodes coming up here in the next few weeks or days or whatever. I'm just really lazy and there's editing that actually has to be done on this podcast, so it's kind of shitty. Anyway, hustle on, boys.